Good morning. It's 8:38. I'm Emily Files, and some members of Cultural Respect Embracing the World, I guess that's a local group here in Ketchikan, are here to talk about an event they have coming up. It's Charlotte Ware, Rosalind Cachero, and Rick Pickrell. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hi.
So tell me about this United as One event that is coming up tomorrow.
Well, United as One is an event that it's an open mic, and we hope to for people to come in and embrace the culture, their culture, as well as other people's culture, mm-hmm. and share what's unique about their own culture.
Okay, so is it something where people might have just anything they want to talk about, or a performance, or
They can share songs, poetry, they can dance, or anything that inspire other people about their culture, actually.
Okay. So are any of you planning to go to the open mic or to say anything at the open mic?
Yeah, we'll be doing a couple things there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Can you give me a little preview of what might be happening?
Well, I'm trying to put together a song for the event. I think, Rosalind, are you going to try and do something? I know you can play your ukulele.
Yeah, I don't know, but the group, which is with Amy, Benz, and Michaela, and Omar, we're planning on singing a song because we did a song at the Lead-On conference, which is actually where we started the group, so we mm-hmm. might do another song.
Yeah, so tell me about the group. When was it formed, and for what reason?
We went to the Lead-On conference up in Anchorage in November.
And what's the Lead-On conference?
It's where basically youth leaders, it's where we meet up and talk about what we can do to help our community, mm-hmm. and we chose to do a cultural event because we want to unite the diverse cultures here in Ketchikan.
Mm-hmm. So why did you feel like Ketchikan might be able to benefit from something like this?
It draws people in together, and it makes it a better community.
Mm-hmm. So. Cool. And so it's an open mic. Is there going to be anything else happening at the event?
There's going to be a lot of lumpia.
Lumpia, okay.
Yeah, a lot of food from everyone, so yeah.
Okay, and when is the event happening?
Tomorrow at 7 p.m. at the Tribal House.
The at Tribal Saxman. House in Saxman, yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, anything else that you wanted to share about other things that Crew is planning on, or?
We got a couple things in mind. We're still kind of working it out. Mm-hmm. But yeah, these guys have been great. It just, I went up to Anchorage with them, and it was part of a program of the Alaska Network Against Domestic Violence, and it's kind of a youth leadership training program. They get a mini grant to go back to the communities and put on what they think the community could use or need or mm-hmm. things like that. But it's a great program. You guys have done a great job with it so far.
Was the Lead-On conference something that students from Ketchikan went to before?
Yeah, there was. I think was last year the first one, or
yeah,
last year was the first one went to, and then this would be the second season, and heading into the third season of it.
Okay, so was Crew formed a couple years ago, or is it a new group?
It's kind of a newer group. It's kind of a new group of students go up every time.
Okay, nice. And how many people are involved in the group?
There's 5 people.
Okay.
And, yeah.
All right, anything else that you want to add about the United as One event?
Well, we hope to see everyone there and just come and have fun with us.
Mm-hmm. And is this something that you're planning on doing again, like a regular series of these kind of events?
Our goal is to make it an annual event.
Okay.
But we are all seniors, so we'll be heading to college this fall. So
you got to pass it on.
Pass it on.
Mm-hmm. All right, great. Well, Charlotte Ware, Rosalind Cachero, and Rick Pickrell, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you.
Thank you.